See?
And it came the next day after John stood and the two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God." I want to capture in this verse the thought of Jesus walking. Jesus was active in his community. He walked. This morning, I think we put a little mention that in our generation, we have cars, we have airplanes, we have boats, we have many things to help us with transportation. In Jesus' time, cars were just donkeys and
boats.
And boats, yeah. He did not have to have gone of ways to get around. He did a lot of walking. And I like this because as he walked, they recognized that Jesus Christ was different. They said, "Behold the Lamb of God." And as I think about a community, your community, I think it's very good for us to go around the community, go in your area, walk and talk with the people. Get to know the people. This is what Jesus did. If we turn the slip to St. John chapter 2, and we look at verse 36. Why do you say that here? Sorry. Chapter 1 and verse 36. I need something else to say. We find the Lord Jesus, as he walked, he saw some men who became his followers. We have that he met Andrew, Peter, he met Nathaniel, and he called these men to follow him. I love the thought that he identified himself with the people where they were. And he says, "Come, follow me." And that's a very good example of community work. You know, I always say it's very easy for us to drive in somebody's yard and say, "Tell them what the Lord Jesus." But it's very good when they see you walk and make the effort, especially for poor people, to see you walk and make the effort to be where they are and to communicate with them. So Jesus walked. The Lord Jesus, he was very helpful in his community. Because in chapter 2, from verses 1 to verse 10, we find that the Lord Jesus, there was a wedding, and he and his mother were at the wedding. The wine was finished, and the Lord Jesus was very helpful in that situation. He was able to do a miracle, and that was his first miracle, to help him provide perhaps the best wine. And the Lord Jesus, he identified the people, he saw their needs, and he was able to do something in that community. He was a baby. And he was able to make, turn water into wine. So he was helpful. Also, in chapter 3, we find that chapter 3, verse 1, and the whole story about Nicodemus, that he was accommodating. It was night. There are many of us. When night comes, we close our gates. And it was serious reasons in Jamaica, because we want to be secure. But here we find the Lord Jesus, he was able to accommodate Nicodemus at night. He was able to listen to him. He was able to communicate with him. And in our community, we should have perhaps our doors might be telling people doors open. But we must have open hearts to accommodate those who are wrong us, to help them with whatever problems they have, if we can. So he was helpful, he was accommodating. In chapter 4 and verse 1, we have the situation with the woman, with we have a situation with the woman who Jesus met, a Samaritan woman. And when you read the whole story, we find that the Lord Jesus was able to understand her and provide for her a better life. This woman came to Jesus. She had a need. Jesus had a better alternative for this woman. He provided something that was better for her. And it is so good that in our community, we are able to communicate with people. And the real financial people are very different and have things very different from how we think. And all beliefs, as we all have some serious problems. We need to, with the help of God, be able to provide the spiritual help for these who are hungry, those who are thirsty, those who are in difficult situations that we are accustomed to. And that means we have to have an open mind, an open heart, a deep love for people so that we can understand their situation. The Lord Jesus was able to accommodate this lady by or communicating with this lady and was able to help her. In St. John chapter 5, we turn from St. John to St. John chapter 5, and from verse 1 to verse 9, we have another situation where there was a man who was impotent, a sick man. And the Lord Jesus was able to do a miracle to help the sick man. Here we find a caring heart, a caring heart. You know, we are very impatient. We are very, very impatient. And to care for sick people is not an easy task because of how we think. And I think the more modern we become, the more distant we become. We have to be there with that heart of care. We have to be there to help those who are sick. Perhaps we might not be able to give them the right medicine like our great grandparents used to do, but we can take them to the doctor. We can point them and tell them that this is not the end of your situation. In Jamaica today, we have many problems with young and old committing suicide. And we need to have a cheering heart where we can sit, talk, and listen. And if we cannot help, take the individual or individuals to someone who can offer help. And the best doctor is the Lord Jesus. But they're not diagnosed with a cold, and they need to go to the hospital. We should have a cheer for them. Jesus was very compassionate. In chapter 6, we find another group of people. He was a group of people, and they got hungry. They got hungry, and he was able to provide food for them. He was able to provide food for them. What an example of the type of people we should be. Now, there are many times when we look in our refrigerator, we find food that we have to throw and give to the dogs or to the garbage because we have more than enough. Yet there are so many people who are outside begging, eating up a garbage can. In the community, there are people who don't have enough. And there are times when we don't think that we can cook a meal and help those people who are hungry, who are starving. Jesus, he had compassion. He was hospitable. He was able to give them something that could help to satisfy their needs. I'm going to ask you some questions, and I'm sure in our discussion, you will have some other suggestions, some more inputs on how we can work, communicate, how we can interact with those in the community. The question I ask myself many times, do I love the people in my community? Do I love the people in my community, the people around me, whether it's at in the Sunday school, at the youth meeting, at the assembly, whether it's at your workplace, whether it's on the games field, whether it's just walking, you see them and on the streets walking, do you have a love for them? Do you love them when you see them? Jesus has this love. Do you know the people in your community? We see them, but do we know them? Do we know what's happening to them? You know, there's a lady who is partially insane in my community, and I tell her, she should be lecturing at one of the universities. That lady is so smart. She is so smart. And it's good. I always enjoy talking to her to hear what she is thinking and to give her some suggestions. And just to do that just helps her to feel belong to a group of people. So do we know them? Do we know what they are thinking? Do we know what problems they are having? Do you know their joys? Do you know how you can help to make things better for them? Do you respect people in your community? Do you think highly of them? And there might be some who are very disgusting. We go that we see them everywhere. Do we think about them? Do we respect them for who they are? They are different from us. They are believers. They might curse and do bad things. But do we respect them as a person and have a heart to help them? Are you, and I say this cautiously, are you a part of your community in that do you want to see your community become a better place? A better place as in, or the people in the community become better people as in knowing Jesus Christ and having a transformation in their life. Is that our desire? You know, the Lord Jesus tells us that we are the light of the world. He tells us that we are the salt of the world, of the earth. And because we have Christ in us, we are the ones who are supposed to be in the community, to guide the people, to listen to them, to help them, to mold them, to motivate them, and to protect them. There are many times we expect the community to protect us. But do we want to protect them as we pray for them, helping them to mold their character and to be better people, and most of all, to know Jesus Christ as Savior? I stop there, and I'm sure that we'll have something to do. Community interaction.